Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, the annual scramble for student accommodation is well underway now, and because of a shortage of beds, many students are having to commute long distances, missing out on the full college experience. And our Brian O'Connell was on one campus yesterday hearing how students' unions need to help those commuting students more than ever. So, Brian, tell us where you were.
Yeah, good morning, Claire. I was on a busy campus in UCC yesterday inside the students' union offices, and they were assisting new and existing students. And as you said, this scramble for accommodation, it's well underway. It was accelerated, obviously, when the CAO offers were made. And it's been like this for several years now, unfortunately. Many students will lose out, will be unable to secure appropriate, affordable accommodation. And even though in Cork, like in Dublin, some new private student beds have come on stream, these are often priced well outside the affordability of many students. I mean, some of the new blocks in Cork, for example, are charging at a minimum €220 per week and upwards of €400 per week. That would be for a one-bed studio. So, I mean, students really, that's out of reach for many students.
Absolutely. So commuting then is a reality for more students again this year. And you met a student union welfare officer who's having to take account of this now too.
Well, the welfare officers and the students' unions are actually having to change the way they assist students because of this accommodation crisis. I met with Fergal Crowley, who's the welfare officer in UCC Students' Union. He was a very busy man when I met him yesterday, but he began, Claire, by telling me what the accommodation picture is like this year.
There's a huge, huge demand now at the moment, and the population of University College Cork keeps on going up. We're about 26,000 now, but with that huge increase in students, there hasn't been the same increase in housing, and especially affordable housing is a really big issue at the moment. The top rates now in private accommodations are about 14,000-15,000 euro, which is completely unaffordable for students. If you're looking at the publicly built accommodation from UCC, we only have 1,500 beds, but that's looking more around the range of like 6,000, which is a lot more affordable. And then of course, well, like, you know, if you're looking at private housing, digs and stuff like that, you're looking probably between 5,000 to 7,000 as well. Our private built accommodation, it's great to have it, but a lot of them are really expensive.
And then there's a big push in recent years, Fergal, in relation to digs. So it might suit some people, but what I notice more and more is restrictions on that. You can stay Monday to Thursday, for example. Mm-hmm.
That's why we always really encourage people to make sure they have a proper contract, that they know exactly what they're signing, what exactly is expected of them. There's a lot of rooms will become available with the first round, second round, third round offers. A lot of people moving around. It'll kind of be October by the time things are really set in place. It's a draining experience having to spend 2 hours traveling in and 2 hours traveling home at night time. And at the same time, if people want to go out into nightlife in Cork City, I mean, it makes it impossible unless, you know, you have a friend that you can stay on their couch or something. So the solution is that we need more, I guess, government funding to help build purpose-built student accommodation that's publicly owned, that's actually affordable for students. My job, especially as welfare officer, is to help support people, help give them advice when I can. And a big thing we're focusing on this year in the students' union is food poverty.
Because if you're spending a disproportionate amount of your limited income on rent, you're making choices elsewhere which could be detrimental to your health.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. And so we're trying to take that rounded approach to the cost of living crisis. So in the Students' Union, we offer food vouchers to people. We're starting a commuter breakfast this year.
So what's the commuter breakfast?
The commuter breakfast is going to be free breakfast items, be it like cereal, snack bars, things like that. It's specifically aimed towards commuter students, so it's open between 8 and 9 a.m. before lectures for students who have just arrived in, they hadn't had time to make breakfast in the morning, or they were up at 6 a.m. so they weren't feeling hungry. And it gives them a chance then to get a quick snack, get a coffee before having to head into lectures.
It's something you would never have had to think about 10 years ago.
It's been a huge problem, and it's only been growing and growing and growing.
Fergal Crowley there. So they're organising the breakfast free of charge for the students who are commuting. It really is, Brian, a sign of the times, isn't it?
I mean, I just can't imagine if you go back 20 years ago, if you were telling people that the students' union welfare officers were having to give commuting students free breakfasts. It really is telling you exactly what the picture is like at the moment. And I suppose in previous years, where possible, on-campus accommodation would have been prioritised to students who had longer distances to travel, perhaps first years especially. But as Fergal was saying, the number of new student beds coming on stream, it's not really in any way keeping pace with demand and with the rising student numbers. Now, I'm met with two students in UCC yesterday. One was an international student. He has secured accommodation, albeit he was pretty shocked at the cost. And then the second person is having to commute from East Cork, about 40 kilometres away.
I am renting, yeah.
What's it like?
It's kind of expensive, I think.
So you're in purpose-built student accommodation?
Yes, yeah.
Roughly how much is it a month?
It's around 1,000 per month.
Where are you from?
France.
Okay, so give me a sense of it in France.
In France, for like student accommodation, you can have it for like 400 a month. If you're not like looking for a great quality, you can have at the bottom like 400 per month.
Were you surprised coming here when you saw how difficult it is to get accommodation and how much it is?
Yes, I was not, I didn't knew that it was like this in Ireland and in Cork especially. So yes, I was surprised, yeah.
See, now I live in Middleton, so
you commute.
Train up, train down every day.
Would it be an option to stay up if there was readily accessible, not too expensive accommodation?
Listen, I'd say most students would love to stay up here, but it's just the fact of matter now is if you can commute, it's kind of look, no choice, you'll have to commute. It's just a bit too expensive to stay up here if you did it like.
What are the kind of costs are you seeing around the place?
Just, well, I wouldn't be too sure because I never looked when my sister was in Limerick, and all I know is it's fairly full on. You wouldn't want to have two kids living up here like.
And for you commuting, like, it's tricky because I'd imagine there are events in the evenings, there's the clubs, yeah, and societies. You're kind of excluded a little bit.
You'd be a small bit excluded unless you want to pay a fortune for taxis that way, you know, but that's just the way it is now. I'm at home anyway.
So you want plenty of couches then on nights out?
Plenty of couches, I'd say, yeah.
Plenty of couches indeed. So that's the students, but the lecturers, they too, they've noticed that students are spending an awful lot of time on the road.
Well, it's bound to have an impact on the whole university and third level environment. I was walking through campus in UCC yesterday and I was talking to some of the people who were getting set up in the clubs and societies, and they were telling me they're seeing an impact in terms of engagement because people can't stay around in the evenings like they used to. But I suppose not just on the social side, as you said, academics, lecturers, they're telling me more and more they're aware students are having to spend a lot of time in the evenings and in the mornings getting to and from campus. Dr. Audrey Galvin is a lecturer in journalism at the University of Limerick, and she told me, Claire, what she's seen.
One of the main impacts that we would see of the commute would be that students have less study time, they have less time to complete their assignments, and particularly for a programme like journalism, where we ask them to spend a scheduled time outside of lectures in, for example, the radio studio or the TV studio. They just have less time to do that because they don't hang around after lectures. They're anxious to get on the road, to get home. And so then there's, you know, decreased engagement with their peers, with their fellow students, and they're less likely to take part in clubs and societies and just general networking. You know, I always feel so sorry for them, you know, leaving and rushing out the door at maybe 4 o'clock after a lecture when other students are going off to maybe experience the new student centre that's going to be open in UL in a couple of weeks, or they're going into maybe hang out in the stables, or they want to go on one of the walks around campus. And they're just not getting that experience, but also just to spend time with their colleagues, with their new friends, if you like, that are in their class, and to find out a little bit more about them. It's really saddening for them. It's quite a difficult experience for them. But in a lot of instances, from speaking with some of the first years and some of our MA students, they just find that it's cheaper to stay at home, and that where they can get accommodation, if they have that offers of accommodation, it's just too expensive.
And then obviously for you, if you've got students sitting in front of you at 9:30 in the morning who've been driving for an hour and a half or 2 hours at that stage, obviously they're going to be a little bit more tired.
Exactly. So, you know, you really need to be approachable and empathetic and understand the challenges and just be flexible where scheduling comes into play and where possible. So, for example, if I can at all, I won't have a lecture on a Friday afternoon or a Friday evening. I would try and accommodate students, for example, who need to leave a little bit earlier, to maybe meet them once a week and just check in with them and see, you know, where they're struggling, if they are struggling, if they want me to schedule a little bit of time for them to do some practice work. They're not getting the full use of facilities and the full experience.
Now, you did ask the Department of Housing, Brian, how many new student beds have come on stream nationally. What was the response?
Well, Minister James Lawless a couple of hours ago announced the allocation of €67 million in state funding, which will enable UCD to enter a contract for the delivery of just under 500 new student accommodation beds. So that's obviously a welcome development. Although I see the Irish Times are reporting today a significant number of campus student beds in Dublin remain unbuilt despite being granted planning permission. And that's because of higher costs associated with construction and funding gaps. Now, the Department of Housing said €100 million has been allocated to restart stalled purpose-built student accommodation projects. 116 beds in Maynooth will be opening on the 8th of September. They say the stock of student beds has increased to just under 50,000. There are 1,900 additional student beds spaces. Work on those is underway. There's planning permission actually for just over 15,000 beds at the end of August. They say the number of students in higher education continues to grow. This is obviously positive, but it does put real pressures on existing housing. There is a 10-year student accommodation strategy, which will be brought to Cabinet later this year before being submitted to government.
All right. In the meantime, it's a really difficult time for students and their parents, and we are thinking about them. I mean, what can you do? Whether you're commuting or paying the high rents, it is a tough station. Brian, thanks so much. That's Brian O'Connell. Now, coming up, confusion over recycling labels. What goes in which bin? We're going to be talking next about how to manage your household waste. Already I've questions about bicycle tyres, unused medication, CDs, all sorts of things, textiles as well. That's a big one. Do get your questions in now though. WhatsApp us 0870 32 32 32 or the text number 51551.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.